All right. As far as the injuries go, Daddy Nicholas, looks like he ruptured his patellar tendon. We'll find out tomorrow with an MRI. And then I took Eric Berry out relatively early. His Achilles was a little tight. And then Jeremy Macklin came out for a bit just with the ankle sprain. But listen, all in all, it was a good win all the way around. I thought all three phases contributed. I thought 22 kind of got us going. We were kind of running a little bit in sand there for for a minute, and his interception kind of sparked things up a little bit. And then 49 had one, 12 had the screen. Conley at the end, I thought, was phenomenal. And then the sea of red was here, man. They were thick. When I walked out for the game at the beginning there, I saw nothing but red and impressive, and we appreciate every bit of that. And happy New Year to everybody. Time's yours. Yeah, sure. I think it's good for everybody, and I think you're right. You don't want to just rest on that. That's not what we want to do. I'm glad we have a rest as far as a little time here, a bye. But you want to stay hungry and keep getting more. I mean, that's and I think that's something that the guys felt last year, that they had a little taste of it, and you want to keep playing.
You didn't want to talk about it publicly for obvious reasons, but you wanted this pretty bad. I mean, you wanted the first round bye, you wanted the division championship pretty bad.
Well, most of all, to play in front of our home crowd. I mean, let's bring people there. I think that's advantage with our crowd. I just think they're the 12th man in that thing, and we appreciate them. I told the players I'll let them know tomorrow. We have a meeting tomorrow, and then I'll give them all that.
How much, Andy, is that Alex? A little, at least slightly increased running is by design. How much do you think?
Some of those are plays where he's got a run read on that. According to the front that's presented, other ones he's just taken off and going. My hat goes off to him because, we're lucky to have him. He makes it go on the offensive side. It starts with the line, but he's the one in command there and does a great job of that.
And you're sort of saying this by just talking about it, but I mean, how much does it change the dynamics of your offense when that element's more?
Well, yeah, I mean, and we're not telling him to run. That's not what we're doing. If the opportunity is there, then you go ahead and take off, and he knows that. He knows how to do that, and so, yeah.
And there's a lot you like about Sharkhandrick West. You kept him around for a while now. But specifically as a pass receiver, is that what kind of caught your eye back when
you
first got
started? And he's got quick feet. He when we had 25 going and Spence going and then Sharkhandrick, they were all different. And so you kind of throw a little bit at him. It was great to get Niles in there today for some runs, and he's different. So you're able to just spice it up with a little different flavor. But to answer your question, I mean, his hands were obviously – to play running back in this offense, you've got to have the ability to catch a football, and he's very talented at that. Yeah, well, listen, Denver, we appreciate them, by the way. They helped us out. And, if it is Gary's last game, my hat goes off to him. You know, he's a heck of a football coach. We wish it nothing but the best for him. Those losses, yeah, I mean, that's what makes us sweet. And you've had to work at it. You've had to earn it. You've taken it in the off season with kind of a crushed heart a bit there and from the defeats. And so to get this, I think, is a tribute to the guys' hard work and overcoming things.
You mentioned Eric Berry. You said it was precautionary. I just want to make sure. Pretty expected.
Yeah, no, I think he'll be all right. Yeah.
And what about Justin Houston?
Yeah, I think he'll be okay, too. Spence will be okay. I think we'll be all right there.
Hindsight's always 20-20. How much, in retrospect, do you think that bottle could have helped you guys last year? Is that part of the reason? I know
Yeah. You never know. I mean, heck, we were prepared if we didn't have it to go do our thing. So I mean, it's. But I know it doesn't hurt you to have that. So we're glad we were able to get that.
This is a pretty proud team. You guys find a way to respond to adversity a lot. How much do you think the Pittsburgh loss has shaped the way they prepare? It's a big game, I get it, but will that be helpful as you prepare and use those as teaching moments?
Well, I think they've learned from each one of the losses. I mean, and really the wins too. I mean, you never come out having played the perfect game by any means. So there's always something to learn. There's always more work to do. But I would tell you that Pittsburgh game, they got after us as well as anybody did. And so you know that you take what you take from it and move on. Yeah, I'm not going to get into all that. I'm not getting into all that. I'm not even going to get into it. All that stuff stays in. So.
But it was your decision. That was important. Okay.
My decision. Yeah, I mean, I think the Chargers will be okay. I feel for the people in San Diego if it is the last one. They deserve to have a football team, I think. You know, they're good fans. So, that's probably – I don't know. I know nothing. So, I'm just answering your question here. But I would hope that they have an opportunity to stay here for the people, you know.
A couple more guys.
Yeah, no, listen, I thought that was big. It kind of showed what this team's about. Nobody flinched, the offense, nobody flinched. They got right back on it, and there was no screaming and yelling at one another or anything. Jose, the guy made a good play. He tipped the ball. It was a three-step drop, and he got his hand on it, and the kid made a nice play and took it the distance. But, you know, we were able to come back and fix it. So. Yeah, that was a heck of a play he made, you know. He started off being a special teams guy, and there's something to be learned there for linebackers and safeties. The angles, the speed of the game, all those things that you have to learn there translate into your position. And so he worked very hard at that. Nobody works harder than him. You know, I mean, we got a team full of hard workers, and he's one of those. I think everybody's glad to see him have success.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.